Greetings, beautiful souls. My name is Tamika Macklin, and I'll be your meditation coach for today. I invite you to get into a comfortable position, either sitting up straight, with your hands in your lap, or lying down flat on your back with your hands on your side. Gently closing your eyes. Releasing all tension from your body. Letting your shoulders fall. And letting your body sink further into the seat that you're in. Taking a big deep breath in. Holding it there. And releasing a big sigh. Again, taking a deep breath in through your nose. And breathing out through your mouth. One last time, taking a deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Very good. Soften your breath and breathe naturally. And while you're breathing naturally, and you breathe in, say in your mind, in. And when you breathe out, say out. And we're just going to take a few moments to focus on our breath. If your mind wanders off, that's okay. Take note of that thought. Let that thought pass and begin to focus on your breath again. Starting now. Very good. Continuing to breathe naturally, I want you to focus on my words. Today's scripture is coming out of Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 26. And this scripture talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Starting with the King James Version, it states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another." I'm going to give you one moment to breathe naturally and focus on those scriptures. Very good. I'm also going to read the New Living Translation for a better and deeper understanding. This is still Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another, or be jealous of one another." Taking just another moment to breathe naturally, focusing on these scriptures. very good. And I just want to leave something with you before we end this meditation. So please continue to breathe naturally as I speak these words into and over your life. May you live and walk in love. May you live and walk in joy. May you live and walk in peace. May you live and walk in long suffering. May you live and walk in gentleness. May you live and walk in goodness. May you live and walk in faith. May you live and walk in meekness. May you live and walk in temperance. Remember, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This now brings us to the end of our meditation. You may open up your eyes. Thank you all for joining us. Please share this meditation with your friends and on your social media sites. Also, please follow me on Instagram at Soulful Healing with Tamika. Be blessed, and I hope you have a great week. Let's meditate together next week. Talk to you all soon.